I'd like to ask the blessings of all the devotees, especially His Holiness Prahladananda Swami, Madhava Swami, Manubhata, and everyone. It's been a long time since I've given class here or been here, so it's awesome. There's a very beautiful prayer I'd like to read first. It's the last verse that Bhaktivinoda Thakur formally wrote in his Svatnayama Dvadastakam in 1907, before he went into Samadhi at Jagannath Puri, and he's praying for the mercy of the Vaishnavas. This verse, number 12, is entitled Firm Determination to Transcend Maya by Daily Following These Regulative Principles. As a spirit soul, my natural tendency is to be eternally situated in the loving devotional service of Lord Hari. However, due to the strong power and influence of the Lord's Mahamaya, I have somehow plunged deeply into the bottomless ocean of material sorrow and grief. I shall transcend this world of Maya and go to the spiritual world only by faithfully following these self-imposed vows every day. And the only way I will get strength to follow these vows is by attaining the mercy of all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. May their causeless mercy and soft-hearted compassion, which wards off all illusion, become my exclusive friend and guide for all of time everlasting. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading the sixth canto, the very exalted chapter 8 in conjunction to the Narayan Kavacha shield. Today we are on verse number 18. Dhanvantari Bhagavan Patav Apatyad Dvandvad Bayad Rishabho Nirjitatma Yagnas Cha Lokad Avataj Janatad Balo Ganat, Kroda, Vashad, Ahindra. Dandvantarer Bhagavan Patapatyad, Dvandvad Bayad Rishabo Nirjitatma, Yagnascha lokad avataj janatad Baloganat krodha vashara hindra. Danvantarer Bhagavan patapapatyad Dvandvad bayad rishabo nirjitatma Yagnascha lokad avataj janantad Baloganat krodha vashara hindra Danvantarer Bhagavan patapatyad Dvandvad bayad rishabo nirjitatma Yagnascha lokad avataj janantad Paloganat krodha vashara hindra Vandantara Bhagavan Patapatyan Anyone else of the men? Vanvan Padad Bayad Visho Bichatma. Bhagavan Patapatyan Dvandvadvayad Vishabho Nirjitatma Dvandvantare. The incarnation Dhanvantari, the physician, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Patu, may he protect me, Apatyat, from things injurious to the health, such as meat and intoxicants. Dvandvat, from duality. Bayat, from fear. Rishabha, Lord Rishabdev. Nirjita Atma, who fully controlled his mind and self. Yagna, Yagna, Cha, and Lokat, from the defamation of the populace. Avatat, may he protect. Janaantat, from dangerous positions created by other people. Bala, Lord Balaram. Ganat, from the hordes of. Krodavashat, the angry serpents. Ahindra, Lord Balaram, in the form of the serpent Seshanag. Translation. Once again, this is Vishvarupa composing this sacred hymn, the Narayan Kavacha Shield, he is speaking. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his incarnation as Dhanvantari, relieve me from undesirable eatables and protect me from physical illness. May Lord Rishabdev, who conquered his inner and outer senses, protect me from fear produced by the duality of heat and cold. May Yagna protect me from defamation and harm from the populace, and may Lord Balaram, as Sesha, protect me from envious serpents. Purport by His Divine Grace, ISKCON's Founder Acharya, Jagadguru, Patita Pavana, Srila Prabhupada. To live within this material world, one must face many dangers, as described herein. For example, undesirable food poses a danger to health, and therefore one must give up such food. The Dhanvantari incarnation can protect us in this regard. Since Lord Vishnu is the supersoul of all living entities, if he likes, he can save us from Adi Bodhika disturbances. Disturbances from other living entities. Lord Balaram is the Sesha incarnation, And therefore, he can save us from angry serpents or envious persons who are always ready to attack. Om Agyana Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmlitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishnam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Garun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Surato Pangor Mamamanda Matergati Matsarvasva Padambojo Radha Madana Mohano Dibyad Vrindaranya Kalpadrumada Srimad Ratnagara Sringhasanasto Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Vistalabhi Savyamano Smarami Sriman Rasa Rasarambi Mamsi Bhattatitasti Taha Karshan Venu Svanar Gopir Gopinata Shriye Stuna Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Brindavaneshvari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gora Bhaktabrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tanvantarer Bhagavan Patapatyad Tanvadbayad Vishabho Nirjitatma Yagnaschalokad Avatad Janantad Baloganat Krodha Vasadahinda. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his incarnation as Dhanvantari relieve me from undesirable eatables and protect me from physical illness. May Lord Rishabhdev, who conquered his inner and outer senses, protect me from fear produced by the duality of heat and cold. May Yajna protect me from defamation and harm from the populace, and may Lord Balaram, as Sesha, protect me from envious serpents. The false Shruti, or praise of one who chants this mantra, is given later. This prayer, Narayan Kavacha, constitutes subtle knowledge transcendentally connected with Narayan. One who employs this prayer is never disturbed or put in danger by the government, by plunderers, by evil demons, or any type of disease. Shukadeva Goswami, my dear Maharaj Parikshit, one who employs this armor or hears about it with faith and veneration, when afraid because of any condition in the material world, is immediately freed from all dangers and is worshipped by all living entities. So this Narayan Kavacha, it's consisting of the glorification, the names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his multivaried forms and incarnations. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Nam Namakari Bahuda Nija Sharva Shaktis, that Krishna, you are so kind, you have invested all of your transcendental energies in these holy names. Prabhupada said in one place that we have been given a nice Narayan Astra, or weapon, to defeat the material energy in this age, and that weapon is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Kali Kaler Dham Nam Rup Avatar, Krishna's incarnation in the Kali Yuga is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In this verse in particular, there is mention given to Dhanvantari. Dhanvantari can relieve us from undesirable eatables and protect us from physical illness. Dhanvantari is the father of Ayurvedic medicine, and there is a great science and system that one can follow to keep the particular body and mental quantum that one has in proper order so that one can utilize one's body and mind to the best of its, as Prabhupada would say, best use of a bad bargain to achieve the highest goal of life of going back home, back to Godhead. The Dhanvantari incarnation can protect us in this regard. Mention is given to Lord Rishabhdev, who conquered his inner and outer senses. He can protect us from the duality of heat and cold. And in the purport, Prabhupada refers to Lord Vishnu directly as the supersoul of all living entities in relation to Lord Rishabhdev's ability to protect, as mentioned in the text. He can save us from adibodhika disturbances from other living entities. And finally, Lord Balaram, as the Sesha incarnation, can protect us from envious serpents. So we might think, well, we don't see envious serpents very much in our regular daily life, especially we're living in built-up places. We're not living in the forest where snakes are, but Prabhupada relates that here very directly. Envious persons were always ready to attack. When Lord Vishnu appeared in the Daksha Yajna, after everything was set in proper order, and the various antagonistic persons came to their senses, Lord Vishnu appeared, and they offered different prayers. There is one prayer attributed to the members of the assembly in general, and they are describing how this material world is a very dangerous place. The fire of, or allurement of false the fire of false happiness is always blazing or alluring. Prompting to always fall into or remain in materialistic illusion is very, very strong. Shishi Gornitai, Shishi Krishna Balaram, Shishi Radha Shama Sundar, Lalita Vishaka Ki Jai. And in this fire of material existence, one has no shelter. Therefore, we are praying to take shelter at your lotus feet. And Prabhupada, in that purport, says that in this age, Lord Chaitanya is the dearest and truest friend of every living entity. We are chanting the glorification of Lord Chaitanya's pure devotee, given to us by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. The spiritual master is receiving benediction from the ocean of mercy, just as a cloud pours water on a forest fire to extinguish it. So similarly, the spiritual master is pouring the water of mercy that he is receiving from Lord Chaitanya upon the materially afflicted world. And that mercy is the Sankirtan movement. In the Boston Temple in the 1980s, there was a very serious court case. There were some ex-devotees, two sisters, one former sannyasi who became involved with the older sister, and the younger sister had joined the temple as an underage minor. So a court case was launched against the temple. It was very serious because the person was a minor. There was a high likelihood that they would win and the temple would have to be liquidated. So we were chanting this Narayan Kavacha Shield in the Boston Temple for 2.5 years before the Bhagavatam class, and it worked. I forget the exact conclusion, but a sum of money was paid to settle out of court, a minor amount compared to what the temple was worth. So chanting the holy name, taking shelter of the pure sound vibration, is always the right thing to do. It is mentioned here, Lord Rishabhdev, may Yajna protect me from defamation and harm from the general populace. Defamation or neglect. Srila Prabhupada, we just celebrated last year in Boston, the 50th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's coming to America on the order of his beloved Guru Maharaj to spread the Sankirtan movement. And as Prabhupada tells the story, he was a great struggle alone for 1 year. The ISKCON 50 celebration committee has asked His Holiness Satsvarup Maharaj, who was one of the first devotees to join Srila Prabhupada in 1966, to write a daily meditation on Srila Prabhupada, what he was doing 50 years ago today. So March, April of 1966, Srila Prabhupada had his room burglarized and his tape recorder stolen. And for the first time in many months, he revisited the Skindia navigation office in New York and talked to the Mr. Forrester about the idea of going back to India. He was so discouraged. So many of his plans to involve the wealthy Padampat Singhania and his family in donating and transferring funds to open the first temple didn't come to fruition, and so many of persons and godbrothers who Prabhupada thought would help him all withdrew in silence, and it seemed like no one was taking him seriously. But because we know the wonderful history that some people that just happened to see Prabhupada, the circumstances in uptown said you need to come downtown because there's a lot better audience down there, the young people. And we know the story. One thing led to the other. And within a short time, Prabhupada was taken very, very seriously. Prabhupada said of the New York Times coverage of the first kirtan in Tompkins Square Park on October the 9th, 1966, some few months later, said this newspaper coverage in the most prestigious newspaper of the world, that marked the beginning of my movement. And then one thing led to the other, and then the Beatles, George Harrison, heard. George Harrison said, I just got that happening record of Srila Prabhupada, and I would listen to it over and over again, enchanted by his voice, and looking forward to meeting him and the Hare Krishna people, and then the great success of Prabhupada's disciples and devotees in London, causing the Hare Krishna mantra and movement to go spread like wildfire all over the world. In Yadubar and Vishaka Prabhu's DVD series, following Srila Prabhupada, that has a collection of many beautiful remembrances of Srila Prabhupada's disciples. There's the memoir of Yamuna Devi, Yamuna Mataji, and she's saying when Prabhupada came to London, it was like he ignited a firestorm, that so many people were becoming attracted to Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that this movement has spread all over the world and become so famous in 4 or 5 years. And Prabhupada goes on to say, why should it take 4 or 5 years? In 4 or 5 days, Krishna can spread his name and fame all over the world like wildfire. There's nice footage of Prabhupada relaxing in his room in Los Angeles in June 1975, and we see Vishnu Jan Maharaj asking Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he left the planet, my work is undone. And he was going to go on to ask, and Prabhupada said, then you finish. That is his mercy upon you. He is Vaishnava, all-powerful. He could have finished immediately, but his kindness is to give to you. In the... I forget the exact chapter. It's here in the sixth canto. In regard to the description of the worship of Lakshmi Narayan. Prabhupada is pointing out that the greatest opulence or the highest glory of the Lord is, even though that he is self-sufficient, he depends upon his devotee to do some work. And he gives the example, sometimes his temple is old and in disrepair, and he asks his devotee to fix it. Sometimes he is lost in the wilderness, as in the case of Madhavendra Puri rescuing the Gopal deity, and he asks his devotee to come rescue him. Sometimes the Lord asks his devotee to preach his name and fame all over the world, although he, the Lord, is completely self-sufficient and can do it himself. One who has perceived this causeless mercy of the Lord in that he is relying on his devotee can actually understand the real meaning, loving meaning, of the master-servant relationship. So, Prithiviti Achiyati Nagarati Gram, in every town and village, my name will be heard. So the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will become the universal hymn, the universal mantra, and the universal approach to the Supreme Personality of Godhead for everyone on this planet. It's going to happen. We say every day, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Kariya Aikya. My only wish is to have my consciousness purified, or to match my intelligence, or to give my that my intelligence is the intelligence of my predecessor spiritual masters, who are giving their entire life, body, mind, and soul, to fulfill the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we pray, when will ultimately Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who was established within this material world, the mission to fulfill Lord Chaitanya's desire, give me shelter under his lotus feet. And Narottam Das Thakur goes on to say that making the desire of the spiritual master one with one's heart, it raises one, uttam gati, to the highest position. And that highest position to be perceived in this material world is that one has an intense desire to bring as many fallen conditioned souls out of their illusion as possible and bring them to the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda and ultimately Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. There is no difference between nam ruchi, or taste for Krishna consciousness, and jiva doya. When, oh when, will that day be mine, taste for the name increasing? When in your heart will your mercy shine? When kindness to all beings will be appearing? Offering all respect to others on the platform of transcendental vision. What is the result? Tadvidit Panipatena, the very next verse, 435, of approaching the spiritual master, is that you will see all living entities as in me, as part of me, and they are mine. in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's last stava, he says, I understand that all living entities are part and parcel of Krishna, and my offering of respect to them is based on that principle. So, as the demigods are being instructed, inspired, and consoled, because they're coming to receive this mantra with anxiety, that by taking shelter of the holy name of the Lord, you have nothing to fear, there is nothing to worry about. Invoke this mantra. So, Prabhupada says in another place in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, if the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, the devotees of Lord Krishna, do not go forward to give Krishna consciousness to the fallen conditioned souls, then who will do it? Srila Prabhupada is our shining example, taking all risk, leaving the holy abode of Vrindavan at the age of 69, and then giving the last years of his life to taking on so much anxiety and constant travel and work to expand his movement. Actually, Srila Prabhupada's last words in New York City, he was leaving after the triumphant New York Rath Yatra. See, it's very nicely commemorated there in the Samadhi. I've not been here in about 4 years and 8 months, and I want to praise all the devotees here for just how wonderful and beautiful everything is. So much more wonderful, opulent facility. I am sure that Srila Prabhupada is very, very, very pleased. I'm sorry, could somebody help me? What was the point that I was just making, trying to say? Yeah, okay, in New York, thank you. Prabhupada was not feeling well, and he was to go on to London, I believe, for their Rath Yatra. And all the senior devotees, they're in the elevator accompanying Prabhupada down, saying, you should go to Gienanagari Farm, you can rest there. And Prabhupada became very grave. He put his cane, he said, I have taken the benediction from Krishna, just like Arjuna, to go on fighting for Krishna. And that is very inspiring for those of us who are trying to serve in New York City, because New York City is the capital of Kali Yuga. All the scheming and planning, like you read in the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, engaging in horrible works meant to destroy the world, how to, you know, everything, New York City. So if New York City is not, there is not a very serious plan by the devotees to cooperate together in mass to primarily spread Harinam Sankirtan, and of course so many other worthy programs, then our attempt to ultimately capture the entire world on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya will be held back. So, what I'm about to say, I hope it doesn't come off as boasting or bragging. I'm saying what I'm about to say is in glorification of Srila Prabhupada and devotees who have inspired me. That I have found myself for the last 4 years with an intense desire to make Harinam Sankirtan happen in New York City every single day, 7 days a week, no matter what, for 6 hours or more. And the result of that determination of my predecessors and worshipful devotees is that so many wonderful things are happening. We're renovating book distribution. We have like 5 or 6 book distributors. We have many very sincere and serious devotees. We have 8 brahmacharis. We've made many devotees and attendance at various programs. Like we have classes at 26 Second Avenue as picked up drastically. And this is all from the potency of the holy name. So from my practical experience, little realization I'm getting, that if we apply the formula of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya, then all success is going to be there. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. Of course, there's great austerity in preaching. In the seventh chapter of the Adi Lila, where Lord Chaitanya is telling the Mayavadis of Benares, headed by Prakashananda Saraswati, why he's chanting the holy name, he's telling the story of his spiritual master ordering him to chant, and then him coming back and telling Ishvarapuri how he's become ecstatic in love of Godhead, and he's questioning Ishvarapuri, what has happened to me? And Ishvarapuri replies, it is very good, my dear child, that you have developed love of Godhead by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Now go out and preach the value of chanting Krishna Nam, because by doing so, you can deliver the entire world. And Prabhupada writes in that section, for one who is actually advanced in Krishna consciousness, meeting others who are not engaged in devotional service is not a disadvantage. Similarly, in the fifth canto, when Priyavrata Maharaj was being made to break his determination to remain as Naishtik Brahmachari, being instructed by Narada Muni, so that he could relieve his father, Svayambhuva Manu, of the responsibility of being emperor of the universe, Prabhupada relates that to our situation of preaching in big Western cities all over the world, the difficulty having to meet many karmis, or it's described here, envious persons who are always ready to attack. Actually, anyone who is not a pure devotee of the Lord, to some degree, Nirmatsaranam, the six Goswamis, because they're pure devotees, they are dear to both the gentle and the ruffians because they are free from envy. So, if one is not a servant of Krishna, then one becomes a servant of the illusory energy. And as the illusory energy is always trying to, find the insincerity or not complete sincerity of persons to serve the Lord and the Lord alone, then that insincerity is a way to put that person into some type of illusion. So the servants of the illusory energy, they will, in a sense, try to diminish, break, or even destroy your Krishna consciousness. So a pure devotee, one who is actually completely sheltered and surrendered to fulfilling the order of the spiritual master, he is completely protected from the illusory energy. Srila Prabhupada said of himself that one time he was asked, maybe by the parent of a devotee, or not a devotee, but some type of outsider, what does it feel like to be worshipped by so many people? And Prabhupada's reply was, I have no fear. One devotee gives the remembrance that he paid his full obeisances to Srila Prabhupada and said, Jai Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada replied back, Jai Prabhupada. And the devotee's realization was that Prabhupada was always worshipping his Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. He was a completely pure, complete, transparent via media. So the ultimate offering to please the Lord is a huge garland of so many fallen conditioned souls becoming devotees. It's very, very inspiring to see Lord Chaitanya's movement in its birthplace, Shridham Mayapur, represented by the manifestation of the great Adbhut Mandir, which Srila Prabhupada so much wanted to be the center of the world, the capital of the world, the beacon of light to spread Krishna consciousness all over this planet, all over this universe, and that this great Mandir is rising very soon in the next few years, be fit to install their lordships, is proof positive that our movement is taking hold. So thank you all once again. Please give me your blessings so that I can somehow, to even a small degree, live up to these big words. We have a very important mission in New York. There's a very strong connection between New York City and Vrindavan. Prabhupada left Vrindavan to go to New York. It's a very exalted meditation to go to Radha Damodar and imbibe the very deep feelings and moods to the degree that Prabhupada would allow you to realize that he was feeling there in preparation to come to the West. Oh Lord, you have brought me to this place. Now make me dance. Make me dance as you like. I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge. Yet, I have been designated as Bhaktivedanta. Now you can fulfill the real purport of Bhaktivedanta, signed the most fallen, insignificant beggar. Actually, the highest position we can aspire to is to be a beggar at the feet of the previous Acharyas and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur teaches us to fall down and beg from the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with this Maha Mantra. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. No questions? Acharya Nishtha from Chicago. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. In terms of spreading Krishna Lord Chaitanya, bringing other people to Krishna consciousness, is it enough to bring people just to this movement, or what is our actual goal once they have joined? I mean, where is our contentment found? Is it just having?
Have you? Yeah. Okay. Have you read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita? What was the glorious conclusion of the story of Gopa Kumar? That he went back home, back to Godhead, and was personally embraced by Krishna. Lord Nityananda, he would roll on the ground of the householders and say, please give me the gift of your liberation. So actually our task is not complete until we bring everybody all the way back home, back to Godhead. This temple is so wonderful because no one can enter Vrindavan Dham without the permission of Her Supreme Majesty Srimati Radharani herself. Now, that being said, when they come here, they need to be trained up more. Lord Chaitanya, in anxiety, was questioning to Haridas Thakur, My dear Haridas.org, how will all these yavanas be delivered? To my great anxiety, I do not see how. And Haridas.org said, my dear Lord, do not be in anxiety. And of course, the answer is by the loud chanting of the holy name. Everyone who hears the holy name, no matter what condition of life they're in, they have begun their devotional service. Their appointment with the Yamadutas has been canceled in collection of glorification of the holy name in the Padyavali. What is it? Lord Krishna's holy name is the only auspiciousness in this world. If one places it on his neck, then what is Yamaraj, the king of the other world, to him? What are Yamaraj's servants to him? The result of offenses and sinful activity are temporary, but svalpamapyasya dharmasya, the result of even the smallest amount of devotional service, is eternal. I'm meeting so many people in New York who are in their 60s and beyond, and I can just see the spiritual joy, the blossom of their advancement. They heard the Hare Krishna in the 60s and 70s when we were more active in public, and now many of them come and take books, and it's wonderful. And I meet many people who attended 26 Second Avenue or saw Srila Prabhupada in various places in New York City. One fine art painting in his mid-70s. He never became a devotee. He came to me and said, I met your Swamiji in his room. At that time, anyone could go up and talk with him. One older African-American gentleman who at the time was a Black Panther. Now he's like a jazz artist, kind of famous in New York. He regularly comes and offers his respects. So there's Shreyas and Prayas. Shreya Karaiva Chandrika Vitaranam. Spreading the lotus of good fortune. We shouldn't be hung up too much on contemporary trends or externals or slick marketing techniques. One of Srila Prabhupada's early disciples was posted by Srila Prabhupada to take charge of Back to Godhead magazine. And at a certain point, this devotee was using what he considered to be slick trends and marketing techniques to make what he thought the magazine more attractive. And Prabhupada saw various offensive things in that and asked it to be stopped, for example. So chanting the pure holy name, pure devotional motivation, is always attractive for all of eternity. No matter what the time, place, circumstance, country. So Prabhupada writes about Haridas Thakur, this is service, to relieve the Lord from the anxiety he feels. And what does Krishna say? There'll be never no servant more dear to me than he. Also, there's a section glorifying Krishna consciousness. If one can make Krishna pleased with one, then what is the point of acquiring knowledge and doing yoga? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, let no form of renunciation, asceticism, be attractive to me in any level if it prevents me from understanding the eternal individual separate identity of the Lord and his pure devotees in their eternal loving exchanges. Golokera Premadan Harinam Sankirtan. That this facility of loving Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, the exact same thing. Prabhupada commissioned the painting. It's in the Adi Leela Volume 1. There's Krishna and his topmost devotees, Rasa Leela, and below that is Lord Chaitanya taking devotees on Harinam Sankirtan. This is the supreme example. Lord Chaitanya in the Madhya Leela chapter 4 was glorifying Madhavendrapuri, taking all the trouble to fulfill the desire of his lord to bring cooling sandalwood and camphor from all the way in South India, all the way back to North India through provinces governed by Muslims. He didn't even think. And the glorification is that the pure devotee, he doesn't care for any scarcity, impediment, defamation, neglect, whatever, to fulfill the order of the Lord. Prabhupada revisited the Commonwealth Pier in 1968. The devotees were amazed that Prabhupada knew the way to get there. And then near the Commonwealth Pier was unalloyed steel. And Prabhupada said, they have unalloyed steel, we have unalloyed devotion. And Prabhupada said that if a pack of asses says that you're good, what is that? We are prepared to cry our message alone in the wilderness. We want a certificate from Krishna that this man has done something for me. So Krishna says, how to become dear, most dear. Prabhupada says in the Bhagavad Gita, one should be captivated by this information. This is the proper use of greed. Narottam Das Thakur says, lust, greed, how to engage them? Being intensely desirous to serve the transcendental senses of the Lord. Kaviraj Goswami says, this is the difference between lust and love. So we should apply this very, very strongly. And the proof of the pudding is in the tasting. You get realization in something that you actually do. And it goes beyond theoretical to actually realized. Thank you. I think maybe we should stop because there's the program at Vrindakund. Devotees need to take breakfast, and it's past 9 o'clock. And thank you very much. Vantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.